You're joined by Michelle Hardy, who's the general editor of Getaway Magazine, and it's probably one of the places I wouldn't mind working for. You get to travel and write about it. Maybe not all as glamorous as we think, but really good content nonetheless. A very good morning to you, Michelle. Good to have you on the show.
Hello, Kino. Thank you for having me, a.k.a. Getaway, to talk about my trip. But just to correct you quickly, I'm the managing editor.
Oh, you're the managing
editor. You said the editor or the...
No, I only get what I read what I get given, but I'm sure we'll change that.
I just don't want to be accused of saying that I'm the editor, and the editor is Justin Fox. So,
No, we won't upset Justin. I can promise you. Managing editor, then it is. No problem at all.
I just want to say something. This is my first time on radio, so please be kind to me.
Don't worry.
I'm very, very nervous.
Don't worry about it. You're sounding great. And we're talking, you're talking travel. You don't work for Eskom, so you've got nothing to worry about.
Okay. Thank you.
Let's start with your yearning for India. When did that begin?
Well, it began when I was about 10. There was an Indian family in our small village. And without giving away much of what's in my story, because I think that you have read my story, they were a typical Indian family in Zimbabwe, but they just were exotic. They wore beautiful colors and just their family and the way they were and the shops that they owned lodged in my brain. And I just think from that point on, I wanted to visit the country of their origin. So it began very early on. And now I am past 50, and so I've only just been able to go there, which was fantastic. Just being, for the last 40 years, I've been thinking about India, and I finally made it on my trip to the Himalaya.
I want you to paint us your emotions of that place and how you felt when you got there. But before we do that, I just want to go back to your title as managing editor and the role within Getaway and the journalists, etc. What is life within a magazine, a wonderful magazine such as Getaway, like? You know, generating these type of stories and experiences. I mean, who decides where to go? How do these things even get funded? Because, I'm very, very keen to know how that all works.
Okay. Well, for a start, this is the best job I've ever had. I love it. My main work is copy editing, but I also write and I also do a lot of admin type stuff. So it's a broad range. How this trip came about was that we got sent an invitation. So I was actually hosted by the Indian government and the Himalayan Run and Trek, who organized this whole event. And so it was, it was paid for by them.
Brilliant.
So we are very lucky, we have a small budget, so we do rely on being hosted. Mm. That's the day in the life of Getaway. We have two photojournalists who travel a lot more than I do, they travel a lot more in South Africa too. But yeah, most of it is by invitation, or we sit down and discuss where we think we need to go and to cover for our readers, and we take it from there.
That is brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. If ever you need a writer, you just call me.
I'll tell Justin.
Okay. It's quite the altitude, though. How does one even prepare ahead of time mentally and physically? You can't just rock up there, surely.
Well, that's a moot point. I like being out of my comfort zone so that I knew that I would try my best at whatever was thrown at me. Physically, it's a different story. I did used to run in my former life, but the option here is that you can walk. So, and that's what's so fantastic about going on this trip is that it's for runners and walkers. And walkers usually try and do a bit of altitude walking. They say that nothing can prepare you for altitude. Some of the top athletes in the world have a difficult time up there, and then others who are not that fit, are fine at high altitude. Physically, I must be honest, I spent a lot of time walking the dogs on the Rondebosch fields.
Yeah.
And I didn't do much else, but I had a short period of time to prepare for it. And if I went back again, I would give myself at least 6 months of good, fast walking. And if you're a runner, if you're an athlete, you would have to do some altitude training. I know one of the South African runners there, who was also hosted, he wanted to go to the Lesotho Mountains and train, but he didn't get there. But he was fine. It was amazing. He did exceptionally well. So I think it's just about your DNA, really, and what you can cope with.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Michelle Hardy, the managing editor at Getaway Magazine. And today we're focusing on the Himalayas. I know we're talking about climbing the Himalayas, but I also want to talk about the people, the cultures, the imprint that it's left on you, the emotional imprint, and maybe expanding on that as well. So we'll return. We'll continue chatting to Michelle Hardy, as I said, managing editor of Getaway Magazine. Michelle Hardy, your guest, the managing editor at Getaway Magazine. When I think of travel, when I think of things to do, it's my go-to magazine. So it's really cool to have the managing editor on. And we are chatting about, climbing the mountains, the Himalayas. But I'm very interested in the people, the culture, the experience. And Michelle Hardy was fortunate enough to get an opportunity to go there recently. So, Michelle, let's unpack that emotional imprint that it's left on you, the Himalayas. And if you can talk about the people, the culture, as you've experienced it.
Kino, one of the things that really was an impact for me was there are so many different types of religions in India. The majority, I think, are Hindu. You have Muslim, Christianity, Sikhism, and Jainism. And when we arrived, Diwali had just finished, which is, it's that 5-day festival of lights where they yes. celebrate new beginnings and triumph over good and evil. And everybody celebrates it. So it's not about whose religion it is. It's about coming together and celebrating new beginnings. And what I found was the locals are very proud people. They're humble. And one of the examples I can give you is when we flew to New Delhi. That's how I got there. You fly to New Delhi,
yeah.
And then you take a 2-hour trip to Bagdogra, which is an airport in the east, and that is sort of the gateway into the Darjeeling Himalayan area. Mm-hmm. And one of the our plane, Air India, was 4 hours late, and one of the locals, I got chatting to her, and she said she asked where I was from, and she started ticking off when we were in the line to board the plane. Eventually, 4 hours later, she was ticking off the Air India staff about how tourists would be very cross about being 4 hours late, and how could Air India do this? So it just reminded me of it was just fantastic to hear a local really wanting India to put their best foot forward for tourists, and so I thought that was interesting. And then the other thing that really made an impact on me was just how small the world is. I mean, that one of the Sherpa Lodge owners, his name was Tenzing. He's a mountain bike fundi, and he rides all over Sikkim, which is has got very got fantastic mountain bike
yes.
trails. And he wants to do is come to the Cape Epic. So it just made me feel as though we all want the same things. We all do the same things all over the world, and I just felt very at home there. So, yeah, I don't know if I think I'm gabbling.
No, you're not, because you're chatting about your feelings, and it's coming across very nicely, actually.
No, thank you.
So if people want to plan to visit the Himalayas, what is the average cost? Generally, visit, not necessarily climbing mountains. So do we know what the general cost per person is, and are there any restrictions?
Well, you know, my whole trip was organized by Himalayan Run and Trek, and so I didn't really look at the prices. But what I can tell you is that my flight, I flew to Air Ethiopia, and that was about 8,000 return.
Okay.
And then the internal flight from New Delhi to Bagdora was only about 1,500 return, mm-hmm. which is not bad. I mean, that's cheaper than Joburg to Cape Town. And then in terms of food is exceptionally cheap. I mean, the price, I had a wonderful lunch in Darjeeling on one of the tour days, and I had the full menu, and it only came to about 130 rand.
Sure.
So you're looking at the rupee is, you divide by 5, so 1 rupee is about 5 rand. So it's a cheap place to go. Yeah, but obviously if you go on a tour, it's going to be more expensive.
Sure.
But yeah, but a lot of people go to India because it is cheap.
Fascinating. When it comes to culture, etc., are there certain things that people need to be cognizant of?
Yes. There are two things I can tell you that spring to mind. A, if you are a smoker, don't smoke in public. We had one smoker on the trip, and it was fascinating because nobody smokes on the streets. It's like a different – we do – people who smoke on the streets instead of inside. But in India, you smoke at home. You don't go out into public. So I asked Mr. Pandey, the HRT director, you know, why isn't it, does nobody smoke in India? And he said, Michelle, nobody smokes in public here. And he actually asked one of the participants, one of the walkers, who was the only smoker there, you need to go and hide yourself, basically. So that was the other, was the one, yeah. The other, now, you see, now I've gone blank.
No, you don't have to worry. I think
I've gone blank. I'll give it
go. No, that's fine. Don't worry about that. I think that.
Oh, and yes. You want me? No, there's the other one thing that I did, there was the youngster on the one of the youngsters on the trip was a chap called Laxman Singh. He was a 21-year-old Indian student who actually won the whole race. He was a runner, his first time, mm-hmm. and I as a woman rushed up to him at the end and gave him a big kiss on both cheeks and a big hug, and he looked very alarmed. And I said to him, no, well, you know, that's what you do. We would do that.
Yes. Like,
well done, Laxman. That's fantastic, because he's got a bright future ahead of him. And he looked completely fearful and alarmed. And I said to the assistant director, Manzi, I said, did I offend him? What have I done? And she just said, Michelle, in Indian culture, you never, it is an absolute no-no. You never allow anybody other than your aunties or uncles or cousins, your immediate family, to hug you or kiss you. And so that was just a lesson for me. Wow. And I went up to him and I said, listen, Laxman, I'm really sorry. I'd kiss you as a mother, because I could be your mother. I mean, he's very young. and I just said, if you're going to become a – he learned from it too. I learned that you've got to be very mindful. And I just rushed into it being enthusiastic about his win. But he also learned that if he becomes a famous international runner, he is going to be, in different parts of the world, and people will want to hug him
yes.
and shake his hand.
That is so true.
So there was learning all around. It was just such a fabulous trip. I can't tell you.
Michelle Hardy, you've been a phenomenal guest. I want to thank you so much. You were speaking from the heart, and we always appreciate that. Michelle Hardy is the managing editor at Getaway Magazine, and if I were you, I'd certainly look at putting the Himalayas on my wish list.